Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an Hakim states, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَ عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has, His knowledge is aware of everything and He is free from all defects. So whatever in this universe Allah ta'ala creates or He has created, that is not without an objective. Behind that, definitely there'll be an objective. There's definitely a reason, a purpose for which Allah ta'ala has created something. And we'll see that in life, you will see the two opposites of lots of things. You'll see benefits, you'll see also disadvantages. Both things will be there. If we take rain, if rain falls and it's not the climate for rain, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. For example, it may seem to us to be odd or out of season, that it's not giving the benefit that we think, but definitely there's some goodness in it from Allah. Allah said that nothing have I created, batil, useless. Or let's take a flood. We say there are good things in floods and there are disadvantages as well. And it's written in the kitabs, even in studies, in the exam, it says that, explain what are the benefits of a flood and what are the disadvantages of a flood. Take an earthquake. Earthquake has benefits, also there are losses. This is also recorded in the kitabs, that what's the loss or the destruction, you could say, due to an earthquake. And we also have volcanoes. Even in volcanoes there are benefits and there are disadvantages. But because we do accept that, we accept that if there's a natural occurrence or disaster, so called, physically we see losses, you know, see there's a flood and houses get swamped, or volcanoes and occur and people get their livelihoods are lost, etc. But definitely there are also physical benefits. Let's take earthquakes, there's loss and loss of life and wealth and people's what they own, but there are benefits in an earthquake as well. They are. So Allah Ta'ala saying, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, that Allah Ta'ala is free from all defects and negatives. In everything there is definitely some benefit, and there is, if we can't see it or understand it, because always our sight will go towards a loss, physical loss. No, a lot of physical loss. But definitely behind that event or incident, definitely there's a benefit. Think about it, because otherwise we're speaking against the cycle of Allah. Yes, we're going to think or say against Allah Ta'ala's decision. Allah said in the Quran that He is pure and free from defect. Nothing wrong has He created. Nothing. So nowadays we are passing through the condition of the coronavirus. This is also a big waba, you could say plague or illness. And it apparently is giving a lot of loss. We're seeing this, that all the losses that are in front of us, apparent, visual. That does anyone say from the tongue today that there's a benefit due to this? Does anyone dare to? Thousands of people are dying, businesses are flopped and collapsed, economies are frozen, people are fearful, locked in their homes. We're seeing all of this. But Allah Ta'ala's verse, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, then we need to think. Then we need to think. But who has brought this? Yes, that if anything happens in the world, who creates it? Who creates the day? Allah. Who creates the night? Allah does. Who creates illness? Allah. Who creates health? Allah. So behind all of this, all the means and the causes is Allah. Allah is the one who does this. Yes, so everything comes from Allah Ta'ala's decision. Allah says, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. This Allah saying, I create everything. So definitely that we may think that there's a deficiency or there's some loss, but Allah says, I've not created anything wrong ever. So today,
corona, if we look at it, that we say there's loss beyond loss beyond loss, and we're saying there's loss and we're incurring loss and we're just talking about loss. That obviously there's no other sort of opinion. Everyday figures, this many thousand people have died and this has gone and that's gone. This is a destruction that's spreading around the world. Fear, destruction, an illness of a plague, of maut, of death, and different conditions and different scenarios that are around us, subhanAllah. But Allah's given a cure for this. Wahid. What's the cure? The solution? Allah says that go into your homes, just sit at home, that's it. And social distancing, stop meeting people. This is the sole solution, isn't it? That we are doing this as well. That masjids are closed for this reason, that this is the cure. Yeah, ulama, ikram, respected scholars, given this fatwa that you'll have to do this for the cure. And Taraweeh, for example, you won't be there. But this is the great house of Allah, Baytullah. Even that's closed. So, Allah's hikmah definitely is in this. Definitely. Everything Allah Ta'ala has closed alongside this disease, and the main cure for this has been ordained by people in society that become unsociable, cut yourself off from others, don't shake hands, sit separately, and just superglue yourself to your homes. The more you adhere to your homes, the more you'll be protected from this illness. Yes? Stay at home. Stay at home. Stay at home. Allah's created this cure, is it? No vaccination, no tablets, no drugs, nothing. Just sit at home 7 days, 14 days, go into isolation, self-isolation. Ooh, because this is the disease and this is the way out, we're saying, isn't it? Isn't this the case or not? Now, what hikmah can there be this in this solution? Allahu Akbar. Because Quran is haq. Quran is truth. Allah's words are haq. SubhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala's kalam is truth beyond truth. Allah Ta'ala has stated, Corona, we see that there's destruction physically, apparently. Allah Ta'ala says that society has, you can say, frozen. Allah says, I've not created anything batil. So what is the benefit in this? SubhanAllah. The Holy Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, somebody came to him, a Sahabi, and he presented himself to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he requested, just like by the style of the noble companion, SubhanAllah. He said, O Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please give me nasiha, some advice. What's nasiha? That Allah, I want my akhirah to be made, my dunya, my life to be made. So please tell me something good, that through that I can bring that, adopt that in my life. So that's called nasiha. When you go to somebody, say, give me nasiha, advice, then behind that, the thinking, the ideology, the purpose is that such a beautiful word should emanate. Let him advise me something through which, alhamdulillah, I can improve my akhirah, my hereafter. SubhanAllah. So he was the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was a sahabi who was asking, SubhanAllah. So all we had to wait for was the blessed tongue to move and to speak, so that until Qiyamah he would give guidance to the people of the world. Whoever does amal on his words, alhamdulillah, the doors of paradise open for those people. SubhanAllah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave nasiha. He stated that, three things I will tell you, Allahu Akbar. These three things I will advise you, do amal on these and Jannah will be yours, paradise will be yours. This is the meaning of the hadith.
So, I won't mention two things here now, because the discussion will become lengthy, but one nasiha I will discuss, which is related to today, the conditions of today.
So the second nasiha, the second piece of advice, the second point of advice, towards that I would like you to focus your attention, which is within this hadith.
And what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say in this hadith? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave advice that, my companion, the second point of advice is that will take you to Jannah is وَلَا يَسَاكَ بَيْتَ, that you should adhere to your homes. Stay inside your homes. Stay inside your homes. Yes, stick yourself to your homes. Adhere yourself to your homes. Subhanallah. So who knew that Corona would come? Who knew? Why? Because so much all the fitnas and fasad, when a person leaves home unnecessarily. All illnesses, if you see that we have the root cause of sin is when a person leaves his home, his house. If we see the social evils or etc., everything is to do with leaving the home. If you take out a common denominator that how many people are leaving home due to necessity and how many men and women are leaving home unnecessarily, then a very low percentage you'll see people leaving their homes for a need. People who leave their homes in the night, 99% is unnecessary. Yes, it has no need. There's no need. Maybe there's something for earning, you're going to work, or for shopping. And if you take the percentage out, very low percentage will come out going for needs, necessities in the night. So Rasulullah ﷺ prescribed such a formula for Jannah, paradise, that stick to your home, stay inside your home. Don't leave the house unnecessarily. Whoever does amal on this, he will be saved from thousands of sins and darkness effects. And he will be pure and clean, because the sins that take a person to hellfire, he becomes very light, a person who doesn't leave home unnecessarily. Those people who leave home unnecessarily are friendship, club, here, there. And those people say, no, leave it, what's the point of going, let's stay at home. Look at both the lives, and there's a massive difference in the sins that are implemented. Because Rasulullah has advised us this. Yeah, wala isaka bayt. Stick to your homes, super glue yourself to your homes, adhere to your homes, don't leave home unnecessarily. Yes? Now the situation has become such in the world, social life has reached to such a peak that it has created such sins, given birth to sins that we cannot imagine. Such actions that people would implement in the night until the morning, such fitan, tribulation, such you can say sins planning against mankind, shaitani, evil, devilish actions that have no link with a person's pure life, and everything against this hadith. Yes, that people who leave their homes unnecessarily for wasteful activities. So when the world reached to the peak of wasteful activity and it became so severe and high rate of leaving home men and women, automatically people now, it's impregnated their minds that the cure for this is just one. Hide in your home. Stick to your home. Stay at home. And as soon as Corona came, you'll see that the control that's taken place by people not leaving their homes, what's happened is that the sins have reduced massively. Everything has closed where sins took place. All places where sins were implemented have closed or shut. And so many sins have evaporated from the earth. It seems as if the earth has become light with sin. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Allah and His Rasul is, their statements are haq, my friends. Rabbana ma khalaqta. Allah says, hadha batila subhanaka faqina adhab an-nar. That our Lord, Thou have created not this in vain. Glory be to Allah. Allah says, stick to your homes, don't leave home. And this is Corona. And our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, don't leave your homes. And we see now Islam today, after many years, alhamdulillah, this hadith
It is in front of us, the great effects and the colors of this hadith. Millions and millions of people, the cure for them is don't leave your home. And the Prophet of Allah told us many years before, don't leave your homes. Allah's Nabi, He's given us for the benefit for this world and thereafter. That if we live our lives according to His advice, if anyone with iman takes all of His advices, doesn't leave home, what's he doing? That he has arrived to Jannah, he has saved himself from sin. And this is the real crux of the matter that we need to achieve. So today in this dunya, in this world, we see the situation around us. And the world had gone out so much, spread out so far and wide. And today the cure has come that Rasulullah prescribed to us. That for this reason that you made the whole world impure, you used to leave home unnecessarily. Such an illness has been given to you now that you are forced to stay at home. Isn't this the case? Is this not the wisdom of Allah? Everything Allah Ta'ala has not created anything in vain. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَعْطِيلًا. Allah, you have not created anything in vain. If Allah Ta'ala has made everyone sit at home, then two results have taken place. Number one, subhanallah. Number one, that such great preparation for the hereafter has started in the homes. خوف, fear, iman, tawbah, repentance, istighfar, ibadat and worship. People are focusing on this. People are fearful. They're sat in their homes. What's happened then? Tawbah, the doors of Tawbah have opened. In other words, every individual has a chance, alhamdulillah, to be safe from Jahannam and to please Allah. Tell me, who knows who's going to die when? Nobody knows. So Corona has given us a beautiful preparation for the Akhirah, for the hereafter. Beautiful preparation it's given us. The person who's taken benefit from Corona, alhamdulillah, he's arrived to Jannah, paradise. Why? Because Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, stick to your homes, stay inside your homes. And we have. And that person's not leaving home now, he's not committing a sin, he's not going towards a place of alcohol, he's not going towards immoral activity, he's not going to gatherings of falsehood or lies and deceit. Women are not leaving on the streets without haya or parda. Immodest actions have ended. So Allah has given an opportunity. Take the benefit that when I have made you, forced you to stay at home. And this is adab, obviously, that's come. And it can come to you at any time. So only one thing can save you when you're sitting at home, confined in your homes, that increase your fikr-i akhirah. Fear of the hereafter. Concern for the hereafter. Remember Allah now. Ask Allah for forgiveness for your sins. And do tawbah, repentance. We shouldn't go into this debate, this country has done this, and this country created this, and it spread this, and it says it's not adab. This is batil, falsehood. I've told you the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, ordered us to stay in your homes. If we weren't taking heed, listening, so Allah has sent the disease to force us to stay home, because this is specially for the mu'mineen. Allah wants to take us into Jannah. Allah Ta'ala by hook or crook, He wants us not to go into hellfire. That Allah Ta'ala says, that Allah Ta'ala has quickly given us an opportunity to the mu'mineen, mu'mina, to sit at home, stay at home and remember Allah and do tawbah, repent. And this adab, when it will be lifted, obviously it seems to me that it will continue to such an extent that people will be habitual, that will not leave home, and they'll become habitual in preventing the practice of thousands of sins. Look, we used to leave home, and was that life better, or is the life inside the house better? Yes, I ask a question. That at home, the children, you'll do more tarbiyah, you'll give them more time, there'll be more love between the children and the family, isn't it? Yeah, so this is an Islamic society or environment. When a person's at home and the family are at home, obviously Islamic, and nothing else can save us at this time. Khawf, fear, you won't do wrong actions, you won't fight, quarrel, because you don't know when is death going to come, when will Corona come and affect me. People are so fearful, they don't sleep at night, etc. They should be like this, because this is the adab of Allah. A person who has this feeling, for example, if somebody hasn't allowed fear to arouse inside himself, then he is an extremely foolish person. Yeah, his heart has become like a rock or a stone. This is the sign of iman. That when such a warning, admonishment comes from Allah, and we don't consider it as adab, we shouldn't fall in that trap. Oh, this will go, that will. No, no. Immediately turn to Allah. Says, Rujoo. That turn to me. Allah's Nabi has taught us this. Like the hadith that we discussed before, that if something minor even occurred, Rasulullah would straight away into prostration and plead, Allah don't make this adab, Allah don't make this storm into an adab, this storm of rain don't make it adab, this storm of wind don't make it adab, punishment. This is in front of our eyes. Yes, business is closed, shops closed, society closed, flights closed, hajj closed, everything stopped. If there's no adab, then what does it tell me? And illness, no cure. Only that cure that Islam has prescribed. Stay at home. Stay at home, subhanAllah. Yes. That's it. Stay in your homes. So Allah's Nabi gave us the cure. At that time, they stay in your homes. And now we're saying that this is the cure for this disease. And what's the benefit in this? For the mu'mineen, it's a lot of benefit for thereafter. Many statuses, many levels. And whoever doesn't take advantage of this benefit, he has carried out an action of a big mistake. A big mistake. If Allah Ta'ala seated us at home, and we should be habitual, regular, 5 times salah at home, do jama'ah in the home congregation, recite Quran at home, and talk to children about their deen. And do you feel like seeing wrong things? May Allah not allow, may not allow. If a person becomes ill with corona, will you feel that sit at home, watch a drama, or some music and singing, somebody's dying in your home? Will you feel like doing immoral actions or sins? No, we won't at all. So this is the lesson. The close down these wrong actions, Allah's adab has descended. When you become used to this, Allah knows how many years this may go on. This is Allah's hikmah, Allah's wisdom. This is all based on Allah's hikmah, because there's a benefit and there's a loss. So the benefit is immense, massive, because death is going to come one day for sure, and how we're not staying in this world forever. So if we want to prepare for death, because the situation was that no nasiha was working, Juma wasn't working, no alim speech was working, nothing was having an impact, no were the words of a wali Allah having an impact. We heard in our ears and we didn't want to do those actions somehow. Yes, we wanted to run towards the dunya, towards sins. No good advice was having an impact. Big lectures, speeches, hadith, dars, Quran, dars, commentaries. Nothing was benefiting the human beings. They weren't taking advice, taking heed. The Darul Ulooms weren't benefiting. Nothing was benefiting. The Darul Ulooms, the graduates, the women and the men were committing immodest actions on the roads, on the streets. Immoral actions. They're smoking cigarettes and cannabis. Those people who had spent their lives in Darul Ulooms. In this day and age, Shaitan had made people's hearts like rocks. It become a tradition, our deen, a custom, a game. A game. Everyone, oh, you do your own thing, don't tell me. Who are you to tell me? Nobody would take even 1% of a difference in the life. So Allah Ta'ala said, Rasulullah's statement is haq, truth, and Allah Ta'ala has demonstrated it. Wala isaka baytu. That stay in your homes, stick to your homes. Rasulullah told us this 1400 years ago. So Allah Ta'ala seated us now in our homes. And today we should accept that we were on the wrong. We were in the wrong. And all the wrong actions, all of the evil actions that were taking place, that because we broke the sunnah, because we broke the deen, we used to leave the home unnecessarily. We used to unnecessarily go out. If you take the percentage out. Yes. Look at the gatherings in the night and majalis. They were all based on the nightlife. Media programs, nightlife. Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. Allah is the greatest. Today, if we want to take one lesson from this disease, that we should stick to our homes and don't leave the home unnecessarily, subhanAllah, then see the benefits. You'll see the immense benefits. The biggest benefit is this, that you will get freedom from this illness and you will leave the home. And if then you take the assistance of this hadith, you take benefit of this hadith, you do tawbah first, sit at home and do tawbah, repent. Allah, we were sinful. Allah, don't send this adab on us, this punishment on us. We've done tawbah. That means you sit in your home. No, you're not protected. When you sit at home, the mu'mineen's objective is that you have been told to sit at home and now do the actions at home that are the work of the deen. First do tawbah, repent. The fasad should come out of our homes. Even today, we only leave for necessity, for shopping, for buying food items, and you're getting bread and the milk, etc. This is coming, isn't it? So this is the regular life of a mu'min. This is the rules. Only leave home for necessities, for shopping or essential work, and the rest of the time stay at home and do ibadah and do the dhikr of Allah and remember Allah. This is the life of a human being, of a mu'min. Anyway, Alhamdulillah, Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha hada batila. Allah Ta'ala created corona. It's not batil, it's not falsehood, it's not in vain. There are many benefits and hikmas and wisdom behind this. Whoever's recognized this, alhamdulillah, he will arrive to Allah's nearness. This is my reflection, wallahu alam, from the sight of this Quran. Remember, Allah Ta'ala teaches that everything Allah has created is good for the mu'mineen, for those who have iman. So seek the goodness in this. Corona has many good things that Allah Ta'ala has instilled in this environment. If you do amal on this, no girl will run away, no boy will commit bad actions, no child will do haram actions. Either this, we either get affected by this disease, or my Habib's hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we do amal on this after we hear it, learn it, we should do tawbah to Allah, repent, submit to Allah, bow to Allah, be immersed in Allah's dhikr. Look at the cure, the prescription, dhikr. Dhikr, both things are great. Allah Ta'ala says, that Allah says, when you forget me, then I forget you. So we have forgotten Allah, so we should remember Allah today, do dhikr of Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala says, فَذْكُرْنِي يَذْكُرْكُمْ. When you remember me, when you start to remember me, then I also will start to remember you. That should be our environment, alhamdulillah, subhanallah. Allah says that, وَلَا يُسْعَكُ بَيْتُ. Stay in your homes, imprison yourselves in your homes, lock yourself up in your homes, adhere to your homes. The Rasulullah sunnah, this should be a niyyah, that this is the sunnah of Rasulullah, so you get the thawab, the rule of the sunnah, of following the hadith, and then you get the thawab of the benefit of corona, and the preparation for Jannah, illness will not come near to you. Whoever looks at this hadith in this positive light and fashion, that Allah Ta'ala has created this disease for our islah, for us to do tawbah, for us to establish salah, for us to recite Quran, for us to sit at home and learn deen. Yes, so mashallah, Ramadan's coming as well. Beautiful Ramadan. This will be in the isolation. Allah has given us Ramadan in isolation. That for that reason that we used to spoil our Ramadans without need leaving the home, the Ramadan will be spoiled. Yes, that shouldn't lie or backbite or look at bad things. The whole society was full of these immoral actions. We had to leave home. We used to commit sins all the time, even during Ramadan, in the form of fasting. Women would leave home. They wouldn't even stay at home. They wouldn't even stick to one place. Where's that fast going? Where's the fast going? Allah Ta'ala has given us such a Ramadan due to the barakah of this corona that now we will get the Ramadan at home. Ramadan of peace and contentment. No sin at all. No sin on the horizon. No pure and clean Ramadan Allah has given to us due to the barakah of this corona. No riya, no envy, no showing off. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila subhanak. Glory be to Allah. He's free from all defects. He has created nothing in vain. Subhanallah, Allah's everything He creates is with His hikmah. There are immense benefits for the mu'mineen, for the mu'mineen. So may Allah Ta'ala give us may Allah Ta'ala give us even the opportunity to benefit from this disease. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina al-salim. Shafi'il al-Muslimin. Atawahu wa yasin al-Habib al-Amin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina al-Mu'lana Muhammadin. Nabi al-Amin. Jizu wa shimahat al-Mu'minin. Fazuriyati wa ahli ba'di. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وسلمنا وحزننا وجدنا خطبنا ودنا كل ذلك اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمتم واخرتم واسرتم واعلنتم وصفتم انت اعلم به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت اللهم نعوذ بك من هم الحزن والعز والقصر والجون والبغي والبطء اللهم احسن عقولنا في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في أمور كلها واجعلنا من خزية النار اللهم عافنا في بدننا اللهم عافنا في سمعنا اللهم عافنا بصيرنا لا إله إلا أنت اللهم بارك لنا أسماءنا أبصارنا قلوبنا أزواجنا وذرياتنا كل أعين جعلنا اللهم ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد خزيت وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا منادي إلى أهل الإيمان أن آمنوا بذاتكم فآمنا ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز ويا يا رب. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين يا كريم يا رحيم يا غفار يا ستار. اللهم اجرنا من النار، اللهم اجرنا من النار، اللهم اجرنا من النار، اللهم اجرنا من النار، اللهم يا رحمة الله تري فضلك بسم الله يا الله تري ساري فصله تري ساري حكم تري ساري معاملات حكمتوں پر مبنی ہے میرے مولا تیری حکمتوں کو ہم پہچان نہیں سکتے بس ہمیں اتنا یقین پختہ دے میرے مولا جو بھی تیرے طرف سے فیصلہ ہو یا اللہ جو بھی تیرے سے حکم ہو یا کریم وہ ہمارے لیے بہتر ہے میرے مولا تیری حکمتوں سے بھرا ہوا ہے اللہ ہمیں اپنے تقدیر پہ راضی ہونے کے اللہ ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ ہمیں تیرے فیصلوں پہ راضی ہو سکے میرے مولا ایسا ایمان نصیب فرما دے ایسا یقین نصیب فرما دے ایسا ایقان نصیب فرما دے کہ جو بھی طرف سے فیصلہ ہو میرے مولا اسی قسم کا فیصلہ ہو یا کریم اس کو ہم اپنی تقدیر کو مقدر سمجھیں میرے مولا اس سے ہم راضی ہو جائیں میرے مولا یا اللہ اس تیرے فیصلوں سے راضی ہو جائیں یا کریم تو ہر مصیبت سے ہماری حفاظت فرما ہر پریشانی سے ہماری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ ہر مصیبت سے ہر ناگہانی آفت سے ہماری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ وہ برائیں ہیں وہ بیماری ہیں مصیبت ہے جو ہم نہیں جانتے میرے مولا تو جانتے ہیں سب سے محفوظ ہوا اے میرے مولا جو تیرے پیاروں نے یا اللہ تیرے چاہنے والوں نے یا اللہ انبیاء علیہ السلام نے جو بھی تجھ سے دعائیں مانگی میرے مولا دعاؤں میں ہمیں شامل فرما جہاں جہاں لوگوں نے میرے مولا سمندروں میں ہواؤں میں یا اللہ خطوں میں جہاں دعائیں مانگی میرے مولا خانہ کعبوں میں میرے مولا روزہ اقدس پہ جو دعائیں مانگی گئیں بیت الاقدس پہ جو دعائیں مانگی گئیں میرے مولا جن حضرات نے بھی دعائیں مانگی جو بڑے بڑے تیرے مقرب لوگ تھے میرے مولا ان کی دعا میں تو ہمیں بھی شامل فرما دے میرے مولا یا اللہ تمام اچھائیاں اور بھلائیاں جو جلد آنے والے ہیں اور دیر رات سے آنے والے ہیں میرے مولا تو ہمیں عطا فرما دے اللہ تمام برائیوں سے ہمیں ان کے شروع سے ہمیں محفوظ فرما دے میرا مولا جو جلدی آنے والا ہے اور دیر سے آنے والا ہے جو ہم جانتے ہیں یا ہم نہیں جانتے میرے مولا اسے تو ہمیں پناہ میں ڈال دے اپنے یا کریم اعوذ بك من شر نفسي وشر الشيطان اعوذ بك من شر نفسي وشر الشيطان ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم اے میرے مولا اپنے فضل سے ہمارے دلوں کو سکون عطا فرما یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو سکون عطا فرما یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو سکون عطا فرما یا اللہ آج کی رات ہمارے لیے پرسکون رات بنا دے یا اللہ آج کی رات ہمارے لیے پرسکون رات بنا دے ہر صدموں سے غموں سے میرے مولا ہمارے دلوں کو پاک فرما دے یا کریم تو ہمیں یاد میں ڈال دے اپنی یاد میں لگا دے اپنی معرفت ہمیں عطا فرما دے اپنی محبت عطا فرما دے میرے مولا جب بھی کوئی غم آئے میرے مولا جب بھی کوئی دشواری آئے ہمارا سارا تیری محبت بن جائے میرے مولا تیرا عشق بن جائے اس کے سارے سے ہم بیماری کو برداشت کرتے چلے جائیں ہر مصیبت کو برداشت کرتے چلے جائیں یا رحم الرحمین یا رحم الرحمین تو اپنے فضل سے اپنے حبیب کو صدقے سے میرے مولا آج کی ساری دعائیں جو ہم نے مانگی میرے مولا بہت بڑے بڑے کلمات انہیں پڑھنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائی جن کا اتنا ثواب ہے کہ زمین اور آسمان سمندر سب اس ثواب سے بھر جائے میرے مولا تیرے فضل سے ہماری ناپاک زبانوں سے تم نے عطا کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما دی ہم اس قابل نہیں تھے میرے مولا ہم تو اوپر سے لے کے نیچے گناہوں میں چکڑے ہوئے کریم تیرا فضل اور تیرا کرم ہے یہی تیرا رحم ہے یہی تیرا فضل ہے تو رؤوف الرحیم میرے مولا تو بھی رؤوف الرحیم میرے مولا اور تیرا حبیب بھی رؤوف الرحیم یا کریم تو ہمارے گناہوں کو پاک فرما دے یا رحم الرحیم ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ جن جن حضرات کے ساتھ ہم نے زیادتی کی ہے میرے مولا دانی طور پر یا نادانی طور پر یا اللہ دانشتہ طور پر ناداشتہ طور پر ہم سے کسی کے لیے بھی زیادتی ہوگی میرے مولا رمضان آنے والا ہے میرے مولا کسی زبان سے اخلاق سے باتوں سے یا اللہ کسی چیز سے بھی کسی کا دل ٹوٹا ہے ہماری باتوں سے ہماری چیزوں سے میرے مولا رمضان آنے والا ہے میرے مولا میں تمام حضرات سے کیونکہ میرا کام ایسا ہے کہ میں باتیں بھی کرتا ہوں لوگوں کو سمجھاتا بھی ہوں یا اللہ میری باتوں سے کسی کا دل ٹوٹا ہو یا دل کو تکلیف ہوئی ہو یا کریم میں ہاتھ جوڑ کے ان سے معافی مانگتا ہوں کہ مجھے معاف کر دیں یا اللہ مجھے معاف کر دیں میرے فیصلے جتنے بھی تھے حق پر کرنے کی کوشش کرتا ہوں یا اللہ ان فیصلوں کو کرنے کی کوشش کرتا ہوں جو تیرے سلسلے کے لیے سلسلے کو بلند کریں جو میرے شیخ کے نام کو بلند کریں میرے مولا انسان ہوں, بشر ہوں, اور مجھ سے کوئی غلط فیصلہ ہو گیا ہو کسی معاملے کے اندر نہیں والا, اور میں اس فیصلے سے کسی کا دل ٹوٹا ہو, یا کریم تیری بارگاہ میں گواہ بنا کر کہتا ہوں یا اللہ مجھ سے معافی مانگتا ہوں, رمضان سے پہلے دل سے مجھے معاف فرما دے. کسی کو معاف کر دینا بہت بڑی چیز ہے میرے مولا. اے میرے دوستو, اے میرے مریدو, اے میری شاگردو, میں تم سے ہاتھ باندھ کر عرض کرتا ہوں کہ مجھے میری باتوں سے معاف فرما دینا. میں اس قابل نہیں کہ میں روز قیامت کے اندر میں تمہاری باتوں کا جواب دے سکوں, حساب دے سکوں. میرے پاس تو کوئی اعمال بھی نہیں ہوگا نہ نیکی ہوں. میرے دوستو, آج مجھے معاف کر دو, کل میرے لیے سرخ دن رسوخ رو دن ہوگا یا کریم. تو اپنے فضل کرم سے ہمارے دلوں کو محبت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بین قلوبہم, ہمارے دلوں کے اندر محبت سے جوڑ دے. یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو محبت کے ساتھ جوڑ دے. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وعلیہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون, والسلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ رب العالمین.